You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
All right, there's always things going on in our community, and we love sharing with you events that you can take part in, support the efforts of those in ministry. Listen, before we get to our in-studio guest, I want to mention one of those events. In addition to our guest sharing news about an event, but our friends at God Given Talent, they are doing another season of the talent show, a talent event showcasing God-given talents of students grade 5 through 12. And here's what they're looking for. And it's important you listen, because if you want to participate, just a few days away, the audition video is due. It's due by April 17th. But they're looking for vocalists, musicians, Christian speakers, comedians, a chorus or a praise team, maybe a skit that someone's put together, or a drama. And you can find all the information about any of those you want to participate in at GodGivenTalentLive.com. And hey, new this year, get this, out-of-state entries are permitted. So maybe you know someone out of state, you're thinking, man, I wish they lived here. Well, let them know. Get them signed up. And then on May 8th, the top 10 finalists will perform live at Hoffmantown Church, a free event for the family. Listen, it's free to sign up. It's free to participate. It's free to attend and watch the finalists. Just a lot of great family fun. And, more than anything, they're looking for all those different talents. And it seems to raise up worship leaders, people who, which is so important for the next generation, for us to be raising up those worship leaders that share with us routinely. But you can submit your online YouTube audition at GodGivenTalentLive.com. GodGivenTalentLive.com. And thanks so much to the Jane Owls for all the work they put into that every year. It'll be at Hoffmantown Church if you're wanting to just be there to enjoy the top 10 finalists. And if you're going to audition, get it in by April 17th. It's just a few days away. GodGivenTalentLive.com. Now, I'm giving you that website plenty. Let me give you another website. CEFofNewMexico.com. Spell it all out, and you'll find the Child Evangelism Fellowship at CEFofNewMexico.com. And you'll find in studio with us Jenny Beatles here. She is our local representative. Jenny, welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
What I love is informing the audience, because there's so many parents and grandparents that have no idea that CEF is an option for the next generation to participate in. For those not familiar, could you briefly just tell them what CEF does?
Of course. CEF, which stands for Child Evangelism Fellowship, has been around since 1937.
It's global now.
Yes, it is global. We're in every single country except for North Korea, which we have a ministry just praying for North Korea. But we have a Supreme Court ruling from 2001 that allows us to hold Bible clubs in the public schools, known as the Good News Clubs.
Yeah. And we've seen a lot of growth in that here in the Albuquerque area. Could you testify a little bit about, because every time you come on, you tell us, and it is, we get so much bad news, Jenny, and you always bring good news. About the Good News Clubs.
Yes, it has been amazing to see what God has been doing here in New Mexico. He has been moving mightily. We are not only in Albuquerque, we have almost every school in Rio Rancho. We are in Las Cruces, Las Lunas, Bosque Farms, Belen, Los Alamos. So we are in, we're getting a good portion of New Mexico.
And so families listening, and I had no idea. I want my child to be a part of what's happening at their public school. Do you just go to cefofnewmexico.com and find all the information? If you're not finding it there, there's a way to contact the ministry, right?
That's right. And if there's not one at the school, we'll get one started.
So the Good News Clubs, they meet like once a week?
Once a week for about an hour and a half to, some of them are 2 hours.
Yeah, and they're lots of fun.
They are fun. We have Bible lessons, songs, crafts, snacks, because we know the kids are always hungry after school. And we just have a lot of games they love. And
well, it's so much more than that. There's things happening over the summer.
Yes, there is. We do five-day clubs, which is similar to a VBS, but we take it out into the community. We do them in parks and libraries and community centers. We even do them in nursing homes and daycares.
Yeah, which, you know, the part about that I do love, there may be people that wouldn't darken the doorway of a church. They don't want their, you know, they may decide not to bring their kids to a VBS, but a five-day club in the park or a library or one of these public areas, they'll participate in, and lo and behold, I mean, essentially they're doing a VBS. So wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove is CEF, which is very biblical.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Okay, and we could go on and on because there's a lot that CEF does. Now, it is a not-for-profit ministry, always in need of financial support to provide the materials that are used at the Bible clubs and the five-day clubs, and there's Christmas party. What do you call the Christmas
party club?
Yep. And so much more. And of course, you can just decide to support them financially by going to cefofnewmexico.com. But why not throw a soiree, right? Something that people can get out to. And what I love about the soiree you have planned for May 1st, that's a Friday at 5:30. Seating is limited for this, and it is a free event, but you need to register online. Now, we're going to go through the details of the soiree. Let me say this about signing up, okay? It's really important you listen to this part. Because if you go to CEF of New Mexico to sign up, it's cefofnewmexico.com. A pop-up will be on the page. Don't close the pop-up because it won't reopen unless you erase your cookies. That pop-up is the information you want to click on that to register for the soiree. And again, it's free, but they're asking that you register online. And if you happen to lose the way to sign up on the website, do the contact, reach out to the ministry, and they'll help you get signed up. Now, let's talk about the fun part of this, Jenny, because you have really planned a sewing and growing spring soiree.
Yes.
There's going to be updates on some of what we just shared now, similar to that, where you talk in more detail about what's happening in the public schools. And you're seeing salvations.
Yes. In fact, that's one of our main themes, as we're celebrating seeds to salvations.
Yeah.
Because we've seen a lot.
Yeah. And what blesses my heart, and I know the body of Christ, is to hear how these little children are getting the word of God, and we're preparing the next generation to be image bearers and ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
I say we are. You and your team are, for sure, and God bless you for it. Now, what soiree isn't, complete without a special guest speaker? Mm-hmm. And our audience will be very familiar with this guest speaker. How did you land this one?
Oh, should I say her name?
Sure.
Jody Hendricks. She is going to be such a blessing to have. And I've gone to some of her events.
Yeah.
But I had contacted her, and she gladly accepted. And I'm very, very excited to have her.
Yeah, in our audience should be very familiar with Jody. She's a monthly contributor to this broadcast. She heads up the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Always keeps us updated on things in the Roundhouse, and more than that.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own events that they do, and they do a great work. They help prepare us for elections and keep us busy in the public square representing the body of Christ. But she's going to be speaking, and you and I talked about this offline. because she is so dialed in to what's happening in the public schools and right. and with our kids in New Mexico. So the attendees will be in they're in for a treat.
Yes, they are. She is going to be talking about what is going on in the public schools and why we need to be in the public schools now more than ever. Because
yep.
a lot of people, they don't realize what's going on or they don't realize that we can be in the public schools.
Well, the other thing that you've done is planned for a catered dinner. Now, listen, I know we're talking a lot about public schools. We're not talking about APS menu type stuff. We're talking about
right.
a really, really nice catered dinner.
Yes.
That's going to be a part of this. Ministry updates, a raffle auction, mm-hmm. A raffle and an auction.
No, it's a raffle auction, so we have items, and they can purchase tickets and put the tickets in
okay.
the basket of the item they want, and then we kind of raffle it off at the end.
Okay. So a raffle auction is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of go home with a gift after the event. And listen, even if you don't, you're going to be blessed by seeing what CEF of New Mexico is doing to reach these kids. And I love this part, too. This is going to be cute, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the performance.
Yes, I have some of my Good News Club students who will be doing a little performance for everyone who attends. And of course, it is part of the theme, sowing and growing. So they're going to be singing a song with actions called Grow, Grow, Grow. Grow
All right.
Christ.
And those are students at Cielo Azul Elementary. Yeah. And a reminder, if you're listening to this and you're wanting your kids to be a part of CEF of New Mexico, go to the website, cefofnewmexico.com. You can also go there to find out information about the soiree happening Friday, May 1st, 5:30. And again, seating is limited. It's going to be at the Albuquerque Garden Center. How
oh, yeah.
beautiful.
Yes.
Are the roses all in bloom? And
they are.
Yeah.
I just went over there and it is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Right over near Los Altos Park off Eubank and Lomas. It's been there for years. And it's just, if you've never experienced that, that garden center alone will be a treat. Jenny, as we put the final touches on our conversation, which I know we got to be really close to hearing the music come on here, any prayer requests that you want to share?
Just always pray for the event that God is in the details and that he is glorified through it all, because this isn't my ministry. This isn't our ministry. This is his ministry, and these are his precious little ones that we are trying to reach.
Okay. Well, we would encourage you to do that. And Jenny, as always, we would hope that you would reach out to us again. You have a golf tournament coming up.
Yes, we do. So I'll be back, Steve, September 12th.
Okay.
We're super excited. It's our first annual Golf for Kids.
Do you know where it's going to be yet?
It's going to be at the Santa Ana Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be great.
All right. Well,
I'm going to see you there, right?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Jenny. Love to have you back again soon.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.